Officials at the Seattle Police Department and its civilian oversight office say so far there's no basis for a criminal case against police officers in the shooting of Shea Taylor. Protesters have been calling for a criminal investigation into the circumstances of Taylor's death. KUOW's Law and Politics reporter Amy Radel reports.
Police say Taylor was reaching for a handgun as they approached him in northeast Seattle last month. Protesters and family members have condemned Taylor's death, which the NAACP called an execution. They said police issued contradictory commands as they approached Taylor. The shooting comes as the Seattle Police Department is overhauling its use of force policies under a consent decree with the U.S. Justice Department. And Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole has promised an update within 30 days of the shooting, although the investigators typically have 90 days to complete their work. Pierce Murphy heads Seattle's Office of Professional Accountability, which investigates police misconduct. Murphy said his office visited the scene of the shooting and they've been monitoring the investigation. He said he has not seen a basis to refer the shooting for a criminal investigation, nor has SPD. If investigators have reasonable suspicion of a criminal act, they would refer the case to prosecutors. For now, the internal investigation is going forward. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.